MC Lobshear, the host of the Cash Flow Ninja podcast and also the president and chief wealth and investment strategist of Producers Wealth, where we help our clients integrate cash flow banking, also known as infinite banking, with their business and investments. If you're interested in learning more about how we create strategies that integrate cash flow banking and investments to turbocharge them, you can access a video series at yourownbankingsystem.com. That's yourownbankingsystem.com.
Welcome to the Cash Flow Ninja, the podcast sharing how to create income streams and manage, multiply, and protect your wealth in the new economy. Here is your host inside the dojo, MC Laubscher.
Hello, Cashflow Ninjas. MC Laubscher here, and welcome to another episode of the Cashflow Ninja. I have a great show for you today. And in today's show, we're going to look at creating and growing a portfolio of cash flow investments. I'm joined today by David Denniston. David is a financial expert and consultant for medical professionals and host of the Freedom Formula for Physicians podcast. Dave is uniquely poised to offer unbiased and focused planning advice to physicians. Dave's passion for helping physicians was born out of the medical journey he and his family went through with the premature birth of his miracle baby, Evangeline. Born at 23 weeks and weighing only 12 ounces, Evangeline was saved by an incredible team of skilled medical professionals, inspiring Dave to use his own professional skills to help the medical community.
Are you an investor looking for passive cash flow but don't have the time to explore your options? Discover Real Estate. It's the best option for passive income that savvy investors have been turning to for years to generate income and build wealth. But the reality is, real estate investing takes expertise, market knowledge, and time. So what do you do if you don't have the time or market knowledge? Discover how many business investors have found a way to generate cash flow from real estate investing. Their secret? They partner with proven private real estate investment funds. Four Peaks Capital Partners have created a system that allows accredited investors the opportunity to invest in undervalued assets to generate passive income and capital gains. Invest with the cash flow experts and sit back while Four Peaks does all the work. Call Four Peaks Capital Partners at 877-5-INCOME. That's 877-5-INCOME, or go to privateincomeinvesting.com. An offer to buy or sell securities is only made by a private placement memorandum. Prospective investors must read the PPM in its entirety before making an investment decision.
Dave, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me, MC. Glad to be here.
Can you please share a little bit about your background and journey with my listeners?
Yeah, you bet. So I'm someone that I was a born entrepreneur, but had a lot of different things going my way that definitely helped me get going in this journey. I grew up in Southern California and near Glendora and Laguna Hills for most of my life, LA County and Orange County. And I had a background of having mostly, I'd say, blue collar family. So they mostly were people that had jobs. And so that's kind of how I thought was the way to go. And so I went to school at Seattle Pacific University up in Washington State, got colder, grayer skies, and they got a business degree in finance. Tried a bunch of different internships, everything from marketing to finance to mentors that were involved in mergers and acquisitions, and finally into the financial realm, which is kind of where I have buried my roots. I was an employee for a few years, and then I made a $1 million acquisition when I was about 28, 27. That brought me all the way from Seattle, me and my family, out here to Bloomington, Minnesota.
Now, you're a business owner, you're an investor. Can you share a little bit more about your philosophical approach to wealth creation, building businesses, and investing? And is there a checklist that you draw from when you look at businesses and or opportunities?
Yeah, great question. So in terms of my wealth and how I'm building my wealth, I think there's really two different paths that people go down, which maybe some people do both, which is passive investing or when you're active investing. And I would define active investing as owning a business. And that's more the route that I've gone down. And I think part of that is with my family history. I've seen various family members being taken advantage of, and I've seen various financial instruments that other people control that have led to people losing lots of money. And so my attitude has always been, let me own something and let me run it rather than letting someone else do it. So I'm not completely opposed to the passive idea, but I think for me, it's just not the right thing for me. You know, a lot of people do private placements and get involved with other investors in different deals, and it's more passive for them. But for me, that's just too much of a risk at this point in time, where I don't want to have to give my capital to someone else without really knowing the ins and outs and where it's going. So where I have developed a portfolio of businesses, and I try a lot of different things. I have my own podcast, The Freedom Formula for Physicians, which is, of course, a business in itself, right? You know, getting right. Sponsors and advertising. But for the most part, it's been more a platform building exercise more so than a revenue source. But hey, this last month, we had a great sponsor, which gave me the most sponsorship I've ever had. So that's come around a bit. The other side of it has been writing books, which is a small revenue stream. And I got to this point, as I mentioned earlier, that most of my family was blue-collar workers. They had their job. They followed kind of a piles of cash mentality, right? Where you save every month, you max out retirement plans, and you have this big pile of cash that you draw on for the rest of your life. And I started out with that mentality. And as a matter of fact, I inherited some money and I erased my mortgage. And when I made this acquisition in 2008, I levered up. Unfortunately, it was at the precise wrong time, August 1st, 2008. Bad timing, right?
Right.
A month before the financial crisis really blew out, which really caused some major issues. I had also taken out some family loans during that time. So I really took on a lot more than I could chew. But I learned a lot of lessons along the way. And I learned lessons along with the podcast. And I got to a point where I said, you know what? I'm doing the piles of cash mentality. And that's still working okay. But I really want to create generational wealth. I want to get the family loans paid off quicker. I want to be able to have revenue coming in of millions of dollars, hundreds of thousands of dollars, rather than a couple $100,000 a year, $300,000 a year, which is great and a fantastic number. And don't get me wrong, I'm very grateful for the resources that we have had. But I just want to do more. I want to be able to give more. I want to make a difference in this world. And so one of the things I did about 2 years ago, a year and a half ago now, is I went and bought with a family member a mobile gaming kit business. And that was going okay. So it was an existing business, had revenue, had expenses, had assets, different streams of revenue. And then about a year and a couple months ago, I had someone on my podcast, Mark Podolsky. I don't know if Mark's been on Cashflow Ninja, but yep. He talks about land flipping. And so I said, you know what? Let me give this a try. The numbers sounded too good to be true. And I think in retrospect now, I've now bought about 65 properties. I've sold 50 of them just in the space of about 9 months. And oh, wow. So I've been very active. I will tell you that this business is a huge time suck as you get started, but it becomes less and less a time suck as you hire more and more help and have more and more revenue coming in the door. So all of my efforts have taken a lot of time and they've taken a lot of capital. But now at this point, I have multiple streams of income that really are causing me to create more wealth, and I keep on rolling more money in and wanting to buy more assets and more businesses and finding more help of people to take more off of my plate so I can enjoy what I'm doing rather than, you know, working 70 hours a week on stuff that I can do and I'm good at, but I don't really enjoy that much.
I'm interested to hear how you got into the mobile gaming kit business. And for my listeners, and I don't really know much about it. So anything that you can share more about it, how share a little bit about the business, the industry, what the value that you're bringing to the marketplace, and also how you got involved with it.
Yeah, so it all came about, again, I didn't found this business. I bought it with a relative. So it was an existing business. And what happened was I had been thinking of different streams of income. And for me, I didn't want to have to plunk 50K or 100K of my hard-earned assets, of cash assets. You know, I have a large business value of $800,000 or what have you that I already had, but it wasn't liquid, right? I wanted to use that business to continue to get my normal income and be able to save monthly. So I wanted to find an opportunity where I didn't have to invest more than, let's say, 30 grand, and that could generate a stream of income for me. Well, you're not going to buy any real estate for that, right? That's not going to happen, at least in most cases. So I was online and I got on Facebook and I got targeted with an ad by a group called Empire Flippers. And so Empire Flippers is a business broker, and they are an online business broker. So they specialize in online businesses, everything from Amazon FBA to just different sorts of businesses. I can't think of some off the top of my head, but if you name an online business, they have it. So not bricks and mortar, but more people that specialize in things from Amazon to Facebook to blogs and podcasts and anything you could think of that you could do from anywhere in the world, they sell those kinds of businesses, sometimes with physical inventory, sometimes without. And so I was looking over different businesses and reached out to my relative to say, hey, what do you think about this? This particular business was a WordPress-based website. So they'd basically generate different sorts of themes for people. And it was pretty passive. They had a blog. I thought that looked pretty cool. And he looked at it and he was like, meh, that doesn't look so good. But he found one he was really excited about. He called me and his tone on the voice was, oh, you have to check this out. You have to check this out. And so I looked at the business. They had an interview with the founder, and he had invested with me in my business initially when I did that $1 million acquisition. So partly out of a little bit of guilt, you know, I wanted to be able to support him in his dream since he supported me in mine. And I don't know jack squat about programming. I know plenty about WordPress and websites, not doing coding, but, you know, enough to be really dangerous on plugins and stuff like that, and lead pages and all of those kinds of marketing related things.
Yep.
And so I could bring that to this side as well as managing the finances. I'm a finance guy, obviously a business guy, so I know about business. And when I looked at this opportunity, which what it is essentially, if you imagine that you're going to build a house, in this case, you're trying to build a mobile game. So just play with me here for a moment. Let's say that you bought an empty lot, like I do in land flipping. And first thing, if you want to build a house, you got to level the land, right? You got to make it something that people can build on. So you level the land, maybe install some utilities, get everything ready to go. Maybe you put in a foundation. And that's essentially what's been done with this mobile gaming kit. There's a foundation in place, the ground is leveled, and then the programmers have to put up the frame of the house, decide what they want to put in the house, customize it to what they want to do. They might want to increase the foundation from what's been laid out. But it saves them thousands of dollars and hours so that they don't have to do all that work themselves. So essentially, it's enough that someone could actually create a mobile game like a Clash of Clans or those kinds of things. And so the first 7-8 months of the business were pretty darn good. Revenues were a little lower than I wanted to be, but they were not too bad. And then the problem with the business was that the website was in this old school FTP thing and not in WordPress. It was not easy to edit. And so that really discouraged me because I wanted to do a blog, wanted to do content marketing. And I just couldn't easily myself with my non-techie brain figure out how to do it. And we even hired a couple of people to try and figure it out, but there wasn't really enough revenue in this business and income to really get me that excited about doing it. But still, every month revenue came in. Every month we did distributions out of it. And it's been an interesting experiment. We still have revenue coming in. It's still an existing business. We still, things are going okay. But I think a couple of things I did well was, number one, I made sure we didn't pay all cash for the business. We made sure that a big chunk of it was earnout, meaning that 40% of the price was based on the performance of the business.
Gotcha. And you'd mentioned Mark Podolsky, friend of the show. So yeah, Mark has been on and we supported him with the launch of his new book. So this is great to hear that you looked into it and started doing this. You'd mentioned that it was a lot of time up front and there is a learning curve and so forth. Share a little bit more about that process and how you ramped it up, because in 9 months, that's quite a lot of deals that you've been able to do.
Yeah, well, MC, you know how it is, right? I mean, being a business owner, we can set our own schedules, at least to a degree.
Yep.
So I think one of the big advantages I have over a lot of people is I can work when I want and how I want, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, I have certain obligations. I have certain things I need to do for sure. And I have my quote-unquote day job business that, of course, I have to keep track of. But all of that being said, like today, from about, I probably was answering emails and whatnot, but from about 9:30 to noon, I was working on the land business. It wasn't taking away from my family time, which of course it does sometimes too. Don't get me wrong. There's been plenty of nights I work on that business, especially the first few months. Now I don't do that as much, but we're ramping up again. And so I think coming in of being a business owner already helped me a lot. I knew about email marketing. I knew about lead gen. I knew about sales. Not that I'm necessarily a huge expert in any one of these, but I had lots of experience in these different areas. My parents owned real estate, rental real estate. So I was a little familiar with some things. The learning curve I came into was in terms of the paperwork processing. What kind of paperwork do you need? Filing deeds with the county. Numbers came naturally to me. So in terms of looking at data and Excel spreadsheets and coming up with offers, that was super easy for me personally. And I find that still interesting. Some people hate that stuff. For me, I think it's awesome. Yeah. And if someone is a spreadsheet person, I think they could do really well in the land business. Even if you're not a spreadsheet person, you're a salesperson, you could do great, but you're going to have someone help you out with the spreadsheets. So you have to be able to know what's your strengths, what's your weaknesses, and what comes into it. So, and I had capital to work too. You know, I would say the land business isn't for the faint of heart with capital. It does take capital. You know, probably I generally suggest for most people, you should really have 5 to 10K in the bank. You don't have to have 50, you don't have to have 25, but 5 to 10K in the bank will allow you to get mailings done, allow you to buy your first few properties and turn around and sell them. Keep in mind that when you do owner financing, which I do about half the time, then it may take you a year to recover your principal. And then the next 5, 6, 7 years are all passive residual profit. But the first year is not. So most of us in this business, you run into one of two problems. You have a time problem and or you have a capital problem. So those are two of the major issues. And I've ran into both at different times. But because I'm saving, you know, $4,000 or $5,000 every month, it's not a big deal for me to keep on reinvesting into this business and take a loss in cash flow for year one, knowing that years 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 are going to just snowball and get bigger and bigger and bigger.
You're listening to David Denniston on the Cashflow Ninja podcast. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsors. Life settlement investments have allowed financial and banking institutions to not only buy their equity contractually, but also diversify their capital from any economic, market, and geopolitical risk. It's been part of the $1 billion blueprint, followed by institutional investors. And if you're an accredited investor, you can also now participate in this vehicle with enormous growth potential. You can watch an informational webinar presented by one of the premier organizations providing life settlement investments, Penumbra Solutions, at cashflowninja.com /LifeSettlements. Blockchain technologies and cryptocurrencies will not only disrupt money, but every industry on the planet. These new innovations and technologies will affect every area of your life in the future. The cryptocurrency course teaches you everything that you need to know about getting started and profiting with cryptocurrencies and includes expert training from the top crypto experts in the world. You'll learn how to buy, sell, and trade cryptocurrencies, how to safely store your crypto, how to become a sound investor, even if you're just a beginner, and how to apply blockchain technology to your business. You can watch a free crypto masterclass and grab the crypto course at cashflowninja.com/crypto course. You're listening to David Denniston on the Cashflow Ninja podcast, and now back to our interview. Right, especially in the beginning when you have that snowball, you don't want to take snow from that snowball. You want to reinvest it and get it bigger and bigger. And you mentioned some of the issues that people run into. The first one is the time, and that's where other people and systems, processes, and procedures come into play. Can you share a little bit more about that and some of the solutions that you've looked at, not just only this business, but in general in other businesses, to free up some more of your time to focus working on your business instead of in it?
Yeah. Well, I'm sure you can relate to the biggest issue we have, right, as business owners is we want things to be done a certain way, right?
Right.
And when you're doing it yourself, you get it done the way that you want, but you have a time problem. Then right. You go and hire somebody and they don't do it as well as you did. And the question is, when is that acceptable and in terms of the quality versus not? So I guess one of my big lessons has been, hey, when you're able to save enough money and you have enough cash flow coming in, reinvesting into help is all worth it. When you don't, you know, you're probably better off doing some of those things yourself and sacrificing time. So you really have to balance those two areas. So for me, Mark actually has some really great tools. He has one that's called GeekPay, which automates the whole payment process. So I get notifications of when people are late. It automates the payment. So every single month, they can go and make the payment automatically through their bank account or credit card or debit card. And I get set up and just see the money rolling on in. Or if someone ends up defaulting or if they're late on a payment, I get notified of all that too. So that's been a really great tool. But I think more than anything else, the big deal has really been just when I get sick of something to the point of like, I really hate this. I don't want to do this anymore, which has happened so many times in this journey. It's like, I need to outsource it. I don't have time to do all of this. So I think that's been the great benefit that I've gotten out of that. As I look at my other businesses, I was just sitting doing something the other day saying, you know what? I don't want to do this anymore. And so I have plans of hiring an intern by year end to help out with that part of the business because it's like, you know what? I'm so busy with this other stuff because I have money coming in from multiple sources now. I don't have time for this. I don't like this. I want someone else to do it. So that's my one caveat. And I really think you can't do all of that at once, right? You have to take one piece at a time. If you try and outsource everything today, there's too many balls that are going to get dropped. So for example, in the land business, one of the things I hated doing was putting ads on Craigslist. I just hated doing that. It felt like so repetitive. There weren't a whole lot of leads coming in per ad. You know, you might get one lead every 10 ads. And so it's like, why am I wasting an hour and a half of my time placing these stupid ads? And so that was the first VA that I hired. And I hired two of them to see who did best. And one of them is still here with me. The other one is not because they weren't doing as good of a job in communicating and doing what I needed them to do. And then I hired another VA and then I added more responsibilities to the other VA. And, you know, I just kept on adding to the team over the last 8 months. And so that has also allowed me to do all the deals that I've done.
You make a great point too, because what I found as well with outsourcing things to be more efficient within my own business is just taking on the project myself first, learning it, getting involved with it, knowing the ins and outs, and then transferring and passing it on, because then I can manage the process better and the system that I created to take care of those specific bunch of projects that's assigned to someone, and have a better understanding. Because sometimes I just feel if you just have people in all areas, and it all depends, by the way, you know, I'm not, there are certain things that I just cannot do, but I try to know a little bit about it in order for me to properly manage it.
Absolutely. Spot on.
Yeah. So that, I think that's one of the things that, that I've learned from folks as well. Now, one of the things that I've learned from very wealthy and successful people is that they're always studying, they're always learning more, they're always adding new skill sets and or upgrading existing skill sets. What are you currently studying right now, and what skill sets are you currently learning?
You know, I think that's a great question. And for me, I've been in a studying mode for, I don't know, the last 5 years. And I had to move out of studying the last 2 years and into action. And so I certainly follow, right now the land business is a big passion of mine. And so I listen to podcasts every day. And I pick up tidbits here and there, but really more than anything else for me at this particular point, it's just about taking action and then learning from those actions and then figuring out how do I outsource this or how do I automate that. That's really where I'm at right now, is just figuring out what are the tools I need, who are the people that I need on board. So frankly, I'm not really reading anything right this minute. Earlier this summer, I had read a couple of biographies for fun, but in terms of business books and learning, it's all learning as you go, and rather than trying to put more into my brain of other subjects that frankly I don't need right now. I just need to take more and more action. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely. Because that's one of the things that I've enjoyed about learning too take a course or a seminar, read a book, but then actually doing it and then teaching it over to someone else. And that's kind of learned up the sped up the process for myself.
Absolutely.
What are some of the, from the business books that you have read in the past, what are some of the ones that you would recommend us looking into?
Well, I love Bob Allen, Robert Allen's Multiple Streams of Income. It's an old book, I think from the early 2000s, but it's to me, it really spoke to me in terms of the different ways that you can get streams of income. And I think it's definitely inspired me to do everything that I'm doing and continuing to add to my portfolio. One of the other books that I highly recommend that is not really business related, but I think is motivational and has many lessons is Hamilton by Ron Chernow. It is a huge book, about 1,000-page book that I read a few years ago. And the grit, the tenacity, the work ethic of an immigrant. He was an immigrant that came from the islands and moved here to America, and the different struggles he went through, I think is inspirational in many ways of what he came through. So I highly recommend that book, I think to business owners especially, just because of the grit and tenacity and the things that he had to go through as a person to overcome and obstacles that he had to go through.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll check it out. Now, a core message in our show is to leave our families, communities, and the world better than we found it by passing down a mindset, values, and principles to future generations, not just money. And I know that you'd spoken earlier about creating a legacy wealth for your family as well. Now, if you cannot pass on any money to future generations, but we're only allowed to pass on three principles to them to build wealth and achieve happiness and success, what would they be?
Ooh, three principles. Well, I think work ethic would be at the top of my list. I would say giving back is a big principle that I would pass on. So in addition to working hard, you know, I think training the next generation of people that are coming around, as well as giving financially with your resources and time, you know, to causes that are important, I think if our whole world is wrapped up in ourselves, then we're missing out. I'm planning about a year from now to go on a global mission. I don't know exactly where yet, but that's something in the books for next year, because that's something important to me, because money isn't everything. And I think, lastly, I think just having an attitude of prosperity and abundance is very important. Like, in, I'll just give an example of the land business. I had a conversation with another land investor yesterday, and there's some people I think that would try and pretend like they have some sort of secret that another land investor may not have. They may not want to share their counties or something that they had success in, because they're afraid of someone coming in and taking their profits. And I said, you know what? I'm not going to have that mentality. So I told this guy everything about the county and everything about the areas that I had success in, lessons I learned along the way, because I wanted to practice the abundance mentality rather than scarcity. So I would pass on that lesson, as well as prosperity and abundance, in addition to work ethic and giving back.
Those are all phenomenal principles. So thank you for sharing them, Dave. Dave, what are some of the things that you're excited about for the rest of 2018?
Yeah, we got a few months left, right? So I think, obviously, I've been talking a lot about the land business. That's something I continue to be excited about. I'm hoping to go to some auctions before the end of the year and pick up a bunch of properties. I've taken on a couple other of co-investors. So I'm learning that process for the first time. So that's been super exciting, and I'm excited to do more of that, to be able to share that abundance with other people that I've tested now and I've had success with. And I can share it with other folks. And my wife and I, in 2019, are going on a 3-week trip out to New Zealand to celebrate our 15-year anniversary. And so by year end, I want to only be working in the land business maybe 10 hours a week, 15 hours a week. I've probably been doing 25 to 30 when you add up the weekends and evenings and all of the learning that came along with it. So I'd like to be able to work less. And then in my main job, continuing to apply some of these principles as well. Like I mentioned earlier, hiring an intern to take off some of the work that I'm currently doing, so I can have more of that balance. And my oldest daughter is going into the 8th grade. I got 5 years left with her. So at least supposedly, you know, she's a super smart girl. So I think she's going to be flying out of the nest very quickly. So I want to make sure to spend time with her, as well as my 6-year-old that's going into kindergarten. So I really want to be able to focus on spending more time with my kids and less time working.
Fantastic. Now, Dave, where can my listeners learn more about you, what you're involved in, where can they follow you, and where can they stay informed of all the projects that you're involved with?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, if you want to catch some of my financial experiments, whether it's the mobile gaming kit business or the land flipping or the podcast in general, you can check out drfreedompodcast.com. And you can learn all about great tax strategies, whether you're a doctor or not. I think there's a lot of great things that you can learn from it. Different lessons. I had about 4 or 5 episodes earlier this year on the tax reform and what is happening there and how that's going to be impacting people. So people could definitely check that out, drfreedompodcast.com. Or if you go to iTunes, it's under the Freedom Formula for Physicians, the Freedom Formula for Physicians. And outside of that, if someone has questions about anything I'm doing, feel free to reach out to me, dave@drfreedompodcast.com. That's doctor all spelled out, dave@drfreedompodcast.com.
Fantastic. Well, Dave, thank you so much for coming on the show and sharing your journey and your knowledge and providing so much value for my listeners.
You bet. Thank you so much for having me.
Are you having a hard time finding great investment properties? Unfortunately, the best deals are rarely found locally. Successful investing begins with the right properties in the right markets. Norada Real Estate provides everything you need to invest in the best deals across the United States. Our simple, proven system will help you create real wealth and passive monthly cash flow. Learn how to find the best deals by downloading your free copy of The Ultimate Guide to Passive Real Estate Investing at noradarealestate.com. That's NORADA realestate.com.
Thank you for joining me again on the Cashflow Ninja. Thank you for all your support. You rock. If you like what you hear and appreciate what we're trying to build here at the Cashflow Ninja, please subscribe, rate, and review our show on iTunes and share our show with family, friends, and your network. If you're not a subscriber to our newsletter, you can sign up for our newsletter at cashflowninja.com or text cashflowninja to 44222. I'm also posting daily videos on Facebook and YouTube and will live stream weekly starting May 2018. To make sure you don't miss any of the live streams, please like and subscribe to my Facebook and YouTube platforms. I'm also dropping content on Instagram daily. Be sure to follow us on Instagram to get in on the action. I want to thank you for spending your most precious resource with me today, your time. That's our show for today. Until next time, live a life of passion and purpose on your terms. This presentation is for educational and informational purposes only. The information being presented and considered does not consider your particular financial objectives or situation, and it does not make personalized recommendations. This material is not intended to replace the advice of a qualified tax and legal advisor or other qualified professionals, and you should not use the information in place of a customized consultation with a licensed professional regarding your specific personal financial objectives, situation and needs. We believe the information provided is reliable, but we do not guarantee its accuracy, timeliness, or completeness.